Of course, there were also plenty of neighbors, friends, and family gathered in spots all across the U.S. today. A huge lunchtime crowd came out in Washington, D.C.'s DuPont Circle to watch the game. Thousands turned up in Chicago's Grant Park, waving American flags and chanting USA. And in Los Angeles, NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji joined diehard fans at a neighborhood bar early this morning.
I'm here from NPR. You're having the first beer in the bar?
I just confirmed that we're pouring the first beer, although it's sort of late. It's 8:30, but we're American, so I guess it's okay.
What's your name?
Phil Stark.
And who are you rooting for?
The United States of America. You know what country you're in, right?
I'm at Hyperion Public in L.A.'s Silver Lake neighborhood, so the bar is packed with wannabe comedians like that dude, freelancers, and I overheard someone say, please don't tag me on Facebook, I called in sick. There are diner mugs filled with coffee and pint glasses with beer, and I would describe the fan reaction throughout the game as elation followed very quickly by devastation.
You suck, Bradley!
And then there's Germany's back-to-back shots on goal, one saved, the other not. 0-1, Germany. We lost, but we kind of won because we're moving on.
You're smiling. I'm smiling. I mean, I'm smiling because we're alive. You know, we're alive. And at the end of the day, you got to be glad about that.
Marisol Orihuela stopped by the bar on her way to work, so she rocked career casual red, white, and blue. But Tomas Pais walked into the bar with a Portugal jersey and huge Portuguese flag tied around his neck like a cape. He watched the Portugal-Ghana game on the smallest screen in the bar with like three other people. And although his team won, they kind of lost.
Portugal is gone, unfortunately. I was actually there in the stadium in Manaus a few days ago. Watched them tie the game. Now I'm rooting for the USA because it's good for us. It's good for the country. It's good for soccer in the United States.
Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.